Rachel, I...
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I thought you were in Edgeley this morning.
Oh, Penny, that's it. Family service. I'm on my way.
Cutting it a bit fine, aren't you?
No, no. Doesn't take 10 minutes on the bike. Look, anyway, I was meaning to ring you, but since you're here... Church warden's meeting on Thursday.
What about it?
Gonna have to cancel, I'm afraid.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, I know. But I've had a summons from the bishop.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry, I've got to go.
No, of course. So when shall we meet, then?
Well, we can try and fix it in next week sometime. I'll give Bert a ring, see when he's free.
Okay. I see Amy's working in the shop this morning.
Yeah. Well, she's back to college tomorrow, so she won't be able to help out quite so much.
They've offered the job to Susan, you know.
Yes, so I've heard. But she has to be vetted by the post office, doesn't she?
She had the interview last week. I can't believe they'd turn her down.
No.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
Brenda, hi. How are you doing?
I'm okay, thanks.
And your dad?
He was doing really well.
Was?
We go out on the milk round together most mornings and, well, I suppose when he's got that routine, but today...
Yeah, weekends are always difficult.
Yeah, at least when you're working, you've got something to think about.
Oh, he won't talk to me, that's the worst thing. He's gone all quiet and withdrawn again.
Oh dear.
And he's been sitting out in the garden this morning.
In this weather?
No, I just can't get through to him.
Brenda, do you want me to come and talk to him?
Aren't you, like, really busy today?
Well, I've service in Penyhassett, and I'll be back in a couple of hours.
Well, if you're sure it's no trouble.
So you've no idea what it's about?
I told you! All she said was she wanted a chat with the two of us.
Yeah. Oh, she probably just wants to hire the upstairs for a party or something.
Oh, hardly likely.
She might.
Her and Oliver.
For one of their foster kids.
Well, she could have asked me about that. Didn't need the two of us. Oh, is this all the bitter lemon we've got?
No, there's more on order.
Hello.
Oh.
Morning, Caroline.
Yeah, come on in.
Morning. Could we sit down, do you think?
Yes, of course. Be my guest. Let's just go over there, shall we?
Right.
Nothing wrong, is there? I mean, business is booming.
Yes, I know.
Holding up remarkably well for the winter months.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. We've had one of our best weeks since
Christmas. Shut up, Sid.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
What's this about, Caroline?
Well, look, there's no easy way of saying this. I'm afraid I'm going to have to sell my share of the bull.
What?
Oh, no.
I realise this puts you in a very difficult position, which is why I'm telling you before I do anything else.
But why?
So that you can have the opportunity to buy me out.
Buy you out?
You are joking.
Where are we going to find that sort of money?
Look, I've talked to my accountant, who thinks the current value of the business is around 500,000.
Half a million quid.
I own 51%.
So your share would be?
£255,000.
It's just not possible.
Now, it is your right to have first refusal.
Oh, tar very much.
And I must give you 14 days' notice.
2 weeks?
No, 14 working days. So that'll take us up to the 27th of this month.
And what happens then?
If you decide you don't want to take up the option.
It's not a question of what we want.
Can't take it up.
14 working days? What can we do in 14 days?
Then I shall have to sell elsewhere.
So anyone could buy in?
Yeah.
Do you have someone in mind?
No, not at all. I've only just decided. I mean... The circumstances that make it necessary for me to sell have only just arisen.
What circumstances?
I can't tell you that, I'm afraid. But believe me, I wouldn't be doing it unless it was absolutely essential.
I thought you were happy. I thought we had a good working relationship.
Sid, this is no way a criticism of you. I think you've done a fantastic job these past few years. You put the business on a very sound footing.
Which is why it's worth so much.
At a time when so many country pubs are going under.
All the hard work we've put in.
But why now?
Sid, I really can't tell you.
Why the urgency? If you could give us a few months.
I'm sorry, Jolene, I can't do that.
You want a bit of time to look around, find another partner.
It's just not possible. Oh. Believe me, if I could do this another way, I would. But I have no choice.
I persuaded him to come indoors to have some lunch, but then as soon as he'd eaten, he came back out here.
He won't tell you why?
No. He just keeps going on about how Mum always had such plans for a garden.
Oh, did she?
Well, she was never much of a gardener, to be honest. Never had the time. Particularly since she got the hens.
Right.
Anyway. Dad! Someone to see you.
Oh, hello.
Afternoon.
What are you doing here?
I've come to see you.
I thought you had to work on Sundays.
Well, I'm finished.
Yeah.
Aren't you cold sitting out here, Mike? It's freezing.
Oh, it's not that bad. I was just trying to sort something out in my mind.
Oh. Is there anything I can help with?
Nah, not really. I think I've got it figured out now.
What?
I was wondering what to do with your mum's ashes.
Oh.
Oh, Dad. Why didn't you say?
Just seemed... Oh, I don't know, love. I woke up in the night. Occurred to me... I've done nothing about a memorial. If you bury someone, there's a gravestone, but... After cremation, I mean... I know you can have one of them plaques in the garden of remembrance, but... Oh, that ain't Betty somehow.
You can create your own memorial, Mike.
Yeah, I know. Of course, it's just... Oh, you know how things seem at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I do indeed.
I was trying to think, where was she happiest? I just have this image of her out here in the garden, not like today, in the summer. You remember, Brenda, were you and Roy, you'd been, what, 7, 8?
When we first moved back to this house.
Yeah, that's right. I could just see her, playing some daft game with you. Kid. Laughing her head off.
Yeah, well, that's how you should remember
her. I was thinking, what do I do? Then I thought, you know, when she was washing up or whatever, she'd look out and say, one of these days I'm going to plant so-and-so.
Chamomile lawn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or a tulip tree.
Yeah. With something exotic. Hibiscus or banana plant.
She never did.
Well, I shouldn't think a banana plant would last very long in this climate.
That's what I said. She said, okay, we'll settle for an apple tree.
She said that?
Yeah. Always meant to plant one, but somehow never...
Oh, Dad.
So that's what I'm going to do, I've decided. We'll scatter her ashes out here in the garden... and plant her an apple tree.
I just don't understand. How can she do this all too easily?
She's always been so good to me. I mean, she put more money in as a favour so I could pay Kathy off when we was divorced.
No, she knew what she was doing.
Huh? How do you mean?
51%. The biggest share.
Seemed perfectly reasonable at the time.
Oh, a casting vote. Ooh, she had it all worked out.
It didn't occur to me that she...
And if she needs money, well, she's absolutely loaded. She could sell the Dower House. She could get Oliver to sell a few acres of land for development. Well, they could sell Grange Farm, come to that.
Maybe they are. Maybe they're moving abroad or something.
And she's got rich relations. What about Lord Netherbourne? He must be worth a bob or two.
Yeah, but surely she'd tell us if
and
they
were selling. And you can't tell me she's just this minute decided... She must have been planning this for months.
Now, what are we going to do?
Well, first thing tomorrow, we'll call the mortgage company and the bank. Make an appointment to go see the manager or whoever it is deals with loans these days.
Never going to let us borrow that much.
No, I know, but they might be able to suggest something. And I tell you who else might be worth a call. Mickey at the Blue Boar.
No. He's got contacts.
Ah, he knows everyone in the business.
He's been involved in the licensed vicious for a long time, but...
Well, maybe there's someone out there looking to invest.
Suppose it's worth a try.
Not everything's worth a try, Sid. If Caroline sells on the open market, her share will be snapped up by someone who wants control, and we can kiss goodbye to our independence. Oh, Shula... I'm sorry to damp all this on you.
Don't be daft.
It's only that Oliver won't be home till this evening. Oh, I simply had to talk to someone.
Here, have a cup of tea.
Oh, thanks. Oh,
feel terrible.
You can have something stronger if you like.
Oh, tea's fine. I just keep seeing Sid's face. Poor man. He looked absolutely devastated. Jolene was furious.
Ah, you knew it was going to be difficult.
The worst thing was not being able to tell them why. I was so tempted.
But until it's public knowledge that Jack is selling...
Well, I can't say a word. And if that means Sid and Jolene think I'm some capitalist bloodsucker...
Oh, I'm sure they don't think that.
You didn't see the looks they were giving me.
It's not the end of the world for them, for heaven's sake. The Bull's a thriving business. Someone's going to buy into that.
Oh, I hope so.
And chances are Sid and Jolene will be able to carry on just as they are.
But they obviously don't think so. I was practically frog-marched out of the bar. They couldn't wait to get rid of me.
Oh, they'll understand when they know.
Oh, if you could have seen Sid's face.
Yes, you said.
Sorry. Sorry, I mustn't keep banging on about it.
It's all right, I understand.
Mm. Let's talk about something else. Mm. How are you?
Oh, fine. The only cloud on the horizon... Oh, well, it's not a cloud, exactly.
What?
Did you know that Alan's going out with Usha?
Yeah, it's rather extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, I've got nothing against Christians and Hindus getting together.
No, of course not, but this is a bit different, isn't it?
Exactly. He's a vicar, so how can he be with someone who believes something completely different to him?
That was the problem I had with Robin.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't that he believed and I didn't. It was the fact, and I only realised this after the accident, the fact that God was at the very centre of his life.
Exactly. And that's how it is for Alan.
And I could never share that.
Well, the relationship won't bother everyone, I know that.
But it bothers you.
Oh, I know how it must sound. I can't say anything, of course. Usha's never forgiven me for, you know, the whole thing with Richard.
So, you just have to grit your teeth and smile.
Yep. And so will you with Sid and Jolene.
Oh, Shula.
What's your next move?
In the battle for Grey Gables. I think I must have another go at Jack and Peggy.
Good luck.
I mean, if they decide to put it on the market straight away, we're completely scuppered. I've got to persuade them to give me more time.
Go on. Out the way, you stupid thing.
Hello, Brenda.
Oh, hello.
Oh, thought Hayley had taken over looking after the hens.
She's gone back to work today.
Oh, has she?
So I thought I'd help out. Collect the eggs, at least.
Well, I bet the hens are grateful.
Why?
Well, I don't think Hayley likes them much.
She does tend to shout at them rather a lot, doesn't she?
Anyway, look, you haven't seen Neil, I suppose.
He was doing the pigs earlier, but I don't know where he is now.
Oh, he's got his mobile off, so I thought he'd be home.
Do you want me to give him a message if I see him?
Oh, no, no. I'll run him to earth eventually. I only wanted to tell him... Well, I had some news this morning.
Oh, yeah?
You know I went for an interview about taking the post office. Well, I passed. I've been offered the job.
Oh, well done. That's really good news.
Oh, Brenda, I didn't mean to upset you.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm just being silly.
No, no, you're not.
It's just
I know. It was always Betty's place, wasn't it? I feel terrible.
No, you mustn't.
Like I'm sort of benefiting somehow.
You mustn't feel like that. It's important that the shop keeps going. She'd hate it if she thought... If things ground to a halt just because she wasn't...
I know.
Should have gone back to university today.
Oh, Brenda.
But I just couldn't.
Of course not.
I talked to my tutor and she said... You know, take a few weeks, see how you get on. But I have this feeling somehow that I'm letting Mum down.
Oh, but you're not. She'd understand.
It's just Mum always... She always soldiered on. It didn't matter what life threw at her, she kept going. Do you know what I mean?
It's just you didn't say a word at lunch. Didn't like to interrupt Dad's monologue.
And you rushed off.
I've got a lot to get through this afternoon, that's all.
Well, do you need a hand with anything?
No, I can manage. It's just I've got to spend a couple of hours in the office.
What for?
Oh, you can't keep anything to yourself in this house, can you?
Oh, sorry, if it's private.
I've got an idea for a new venture, that's all.
Another one?
And I've arranged a meeting with Brian tomorrow to discuss it. And he'll probably say no, so there's really no point in talking about it.
Okay, okay.
And, well, sorry if I was a bit rude at lunchtime. It's just, you know Dad and his flipping carrots.
No, oh, I know.
He will not shut up about them.
Yeah.
And we've been doing our best to shift the things. Helen's had a special offer in the shop, and we've been putting extra in the veg boxes.
Hey, mind that car.
Oh, God, come on, you silly thing. Just topped your feeder up.
I've had another idea, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I wondered if we couldn't sell direct to a supermarket.
But it's their criteria that...
The problem, yeah, I know. And your experience with them doesn't exactly fill me with optimism.
Hmm.
But I just wondered if we were to pack our own carrots, grade them ourselves, but not to their ridiculous standards.
What, a bigger range of sizes?
Yeah, but explain that this is how they grow naturally, and then if you grade them too strictly, it leads to huge wastage.
Oh, sounds good.
And we could put information on the pack about the farm, and length of time we've been organic, stuff like that. What do you think?
Yeah, welcome to the 21st century, Mum.
It's just, I remember when I first tried to sell my yoghurt to a supermarket.
That was years ago.
Yeah, well, they'd only take it if they could sell it as own brand.
I know, but some supermarkets these days, they're getting the message about local food. Identifiable local food. And if you can get in with them...
Worth a try.
I've been offered the job of postmistress.
Oh, Susan, that is such good news.
Where are you going to be working?
Here, Jack, Ambridge.
Oh, but...
Susan's going to take over the shop and post office.
I thought we were selling that.
What?
No.
But you told me. Caroline came to see you.
That was nothing to do with the shop.
Oh, dear. You had me worried there for a moment.
That's all right. We've been talking about possibly selling off some of Jack's assets.
I thought we'd agreed.
Yes, we have, but not the shop. We never considered selling the shop.
Well, that's a relief.
I'm sorry. I get a bit confused sometimes.
Oh, no, it's all right.
We lost poor Betty, remember?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
And Susan's going to replace her.
Oh, that is good news. We were very worried, weren't we, Peggy? Yes,
we were.
I was telling, what's her name? That nice young woman.
Who?
You know, with the blonde hair. She came round this morning while you were out. I offered her a cup of coffee, but she wouldn't stop.
I can't think who you're talking about.
You know, Lillian's friend. She brought us another leaflet about the election.
Oh, you mean Matt's secretary.
Oh, is that who she is?
I told her we'd had one already.
I've seen her going door to door. I wondered who she was.
Lillian's roped her in to help canvass for the parish council election.
Oh, I see.
I really don't know who to vote for. We had one leaflet from Linda Snell telling us what she would do. Then a virtually identical one from Lillian.
Well, you get two votes, Jack, so you can vote for them both. But Susan didn't come round to...
What about young Nathan? It might be a good idea to have some young blood on the parish council.
Susan didn't come round to talk about the election.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Have we had a leaflet from him?
So, when do you think you'll be able to start?
I don't think we have, you know.
Presumably you'll have to give notice at the Laurels.
Oh, only a week.
Is that all?
Yeah, well, I haven't been working there very long. And to be honest, they've messed me around a bit, so I don't feel I owe them any favours. So I'll be handing in my resignation this afternoon.
So you could start next week?
Well, yes. Although I do have to do a short training course before I can take over the post office.
Oh, Susan, I'm so pleased.
What's that?
The shop, Jack. Susan is taking over in the shop.
Oh, yes, of course. That's good, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
Someone to see you, Tom.
Mum, I'm busy.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Oh, hi, Brenda. Great to see you.
But if you're busy...
No.
Music festivals in Borsetshire, 2006.
Mum.
Thought you were working on some brand new business venture.
It's all part of it.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. Now go away.
All right, I can take a hint.
Come in, Brenda, sit down.
I'm interrupting, though, aren't I?
Not at all.
It's just that, everyone's gone back to work today. Dad's gone to buy a tree. And I was going a bit bonkers stuck at home on my own. Sorry.
silly, you don't have to apologise. I'm really glad you came.
So, what's this business venture then?
Well, you know when you go to a music festival, there are always vans selling burgers and stuff?
Mm.
Well, you know you can buy those sorts of burgers wholesale for 15 pence each.
What a rip-off. They sell them for £3, £3.50 sometimes.
Exactly, but people buy them because they don't have a choice. So, I thought, why not sell proper food? We did it once at Glastonbury. That was a weekend to remember.
You probably need an assistant.
If this thing gets off the ground. Why, are you offering?
Oh, I'd love to help, but I don't know. I don't know where I'll be.
Don't you?
Just supposed to go back to uni today.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They said take as long as I needed, you know, to get myself together, but when I do go back, there's going to be so much catching up to do.
When you've already got enough to think about.
Just can't get my head round it.
It'll all start to look a lot clearer in a week or two.
Yeah, I know.
But you got to hang in there, Bren. Believe me, it'll get easier.
Yeah. Anyway, you're going to need some sort of van, aren't you?
Refrigerated, yeah. Well, this is where having a wealthy business partner starts to pay dividends.
What, Brian?
Yep.
He's going to buy you a van?
He doesn't know it yet.
Oh.
I'm supposed to be seeing him tomorrow.
So, what are you going to call it?
Call it? No idea.
You've got to have a catchy name.
Well, just Tom Archer's Sausages, I suppose.
It's just going to be sausages, is it?
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe I ought to offer burgers and stuff as well.
You'll need to let people know somehow that it's, you know, posh food.
Tom Archer's posh nosh.
No real food, classy food. Gourmet food, that's the word.
Tom Archer's gourmet grub.
No, gourmet grills.
Tom Archer's gourmet grills.
Hmm.
Yeah, I like that.
Jack's having a nap just now. Do sit down. Thank you. About Grey Gables.
Oh, yes. I told him you and Oliver were interested.
Oh, what did he say?
He was delighted.
Oh, good.
But he did agree with me that we can't wait indefinitely.
No, of course not. I understand. But I just wanted to assure you that Oliver and I are very serious about this.
I don't doubt it.
And we're doing everything we can to get the finance in place. I've already spoken to Sid and Jolene about disposing of my share of the bull. And the Dower House has been valued and will go on the market this week.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Jack. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. To what do we owe the pleasure?
Caroline's come to talk about...
Let me guess. The parish council.
No, Jack.
There are so many candidates. I really don't know who to vote for. Though I'm very taken with that nice young woman.
Jack, she's not a candidate.
Does she live in the village? Don't think I've met her before.
She's Matt's secretary.
Oh, tall, blonde hair.
She's been helping Lillian with her canvassing.
I wondered who she was.
Jade Everly.
I've seen her and Matt at Grey Gables together.
Really?
So Jade is not standing?
No, she isn't.
Oh, that's a shame.
Caroline is here to talk to us about Grey Gables.
What about it?
I told you, do you remember, that Caroline and Oliver...
Would like to buy the hotel. Yes, of course. I think it's a splendid idea.
Oh, good. I'm so pleased.
Nothing would give me greater pleasure than to know you were taking over.
Thank you, Jack.
But Peggy and I discussed it at some length, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And we decided that we need to press ahead with the sale. So, unfortunately, we can't give you unlimited time.
No, I understand that.
That's right, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we thought we should allow you a month.
Yes, during which time you'll have first refusal.
So if during that month somebody makes you an offer...
We'll give you and Oliver a chance to match the bid. That's what we said, wasn't it?
Yes, Jack, that's exactly what we said.
Jenny's not here, I'm afraid.
I was looking for Alice, actually.
Oh, she's back at college.
Oh, no.
Yeah, started back yesterday. Aren't a good mate, do you?
I was hoping to bribe her into doing a bit of leafleting for me.
They've started doling out careers advice.
Who?
The college. She says they're interviewing everyone about what they want to do when they leave.
Already?
Well, Alice doesn't have a clue. She doesn't seem to think it's the least bit important, either.
It's far far too early for her to be making those kind of decisions.
Well, yeah, but you'd think she'd have some thoughts on the matter. She's picking up on the devil-may-care attitude of the rest of them. I knew that place would be a disaster.
Well, if the college are taking the initiative...
She'd never been drifting like this if she'd stayed at St. Margaret's.
Oh, I see.
What?
Nothing. Look, have one of my election leaflets.
Oh, we've already had one.
No. This is a new one. Mm. I decided I should make more of my local credentials, you know, Ambridge born and bred.
Oh, you reckon that's an advantage, do you?
Of course.
Only most of the electorate are incomers these days.
I had Jade run me up a new leaflet. What do you think?
Oh, very professional.
Not without talent, Matt's little helper. Unfortunately, he's insisting he needs her in the office this morning.
Shame. She's your best electoral asset.
What?
Jack's already decided that's who he wants to vote for. Most of the men around here would agree.
I'm just off to do the deliveries, so you'll have to get your own lunch.
Okay.
But there's some soup made. I left it in a pan on the stove.
What sort?
Carrot and coriander. And there's some of that carrot cake that Helen made.
Yeah. Very funny.
Well, if we can't sell them, we're just going to have to eat them, aren't we?
We can't eat our way through the entire crop. Most of them are going to have to go for pig feed.
Not necessarily.
No, it's the waste that gets me. Perfectly good food being chucked away.
I know.
I'm just off, okay?
Oh, Tom, I was just saying to Dad, I should be out, so lunch is a DIY job.
Oh, well, I won't be back till later anyway. I've got a meeting with Brian after I've done the pigs, and it could go on a bit.
Well, what's it about?
My latest brilliant idea for promoting the Tom Archer brand. I just need Brian to cough up some dosh. See you later.
Oh, Lord. Do hate all that nonsense.
What nonsense?
Promoting the brand. All this jargon. We're selling food, that's what we're doing.
Oh, yes, but you do have to think about how you sell things.
Anyway, what's he up to? You any idea?
No, he's been very cagey about it. He was shut in the office for 2 hours yesterday afternoon.
Was he?
With Brenda.
Brenda Tucker?
Yeah.
What's she got to do with his business empire?
Nothing, as far as I know. But I get the impression he's rather smitten.
With Brenda? No.
Why not?
Oh, they're just friends. They went to school together.
It's her birthday on the 21st. He was talking last night about organising a party for her.
So?
So, he hasn't even managed to buy me a birthday card.
Have you talked to Bert?
What about his holiday? No, not yet.
Are you avoiding the subject?
No. Although...
What?
Well, if what Jolene said's true...
She wouldn't make it up.
I'm really not looking forward to it.
She had such a go at us. I don't think I've ever been accused of being heartless and tight-fisted before.
No. So now I've got to say to Bert, why have you been blackening my name with Sid and Jolene?
Maybe they really don't want to go on holiday.
Well, why bring the subject up in the first place? I mean, he's the one who said that he'd always dreamed of taking Frida to the Taj Mahal.
But that's my point. It was a dream. Maybe the reality of having to get on a plane.
Yeah.
I mean, has Bert ever been abroad?
Don't know.
They usually go to Torquay for the holidays, don't they?
Hello? Yeah. Anyone home?
Oh. We're in here.
Oh, there you are.
Morning.
What brings you over?
Electioneering, darling.
What, in person?
I can count on your votes.
Oh, I should think so. Probably.
What are you offering?
I am your only authentically local candidate. Ambridge born and bred. Here, have a leaflet.
We've already had two.
No. This is a new one. Hot off the press.
Oh, right.
Hey, what's happened to your lovely young assistant, then?
If you're referring to Jane...
He means the blonde one with the legs.
Wait.
Matt is insisting he needs her in the office today.
Oh, that's a shame.
All she seems to have done so far is to colour-code his filing cabinet.
I reckon she's your greatest electoral asset.
As my Brian said, much the same thing.
Well, then.
Did she do these leaflets?
Yeah.
Very professional.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah, but she's not just a pretty face.
Oh, yeah. I say, are you sure it's a good plan, reminding people that you're an archer?
Well, why shouldn't it be?
We'd lose you the Grundy vote for a start.
You see, at the moment, the punters at these events, they probably have no choice.
It's either cheap burgers or go hungry.
Mostly, yeah. Offer them something decent and wholesome, and they're going to be queuing round the block.
Yeah, but, I mean, are there enough of these shows to justify the investment?
Oh, yeah, there are masses. I made a list. Agricultural shows, loads of gymkhanas, country fairs. You know, the kind of thing they do at Lower Loxley.
Mm.
Ah, here it is. And then there's the music festivals.
Good heavens. You'd never be able to cover all these events.
No, I know. But I'd only do the ones where the organisers charge a percentage of the take. If they charge a flat fee, it might be a bit risky.
OK, so what kind of equipment are we talking about?
I'd need a refrigerated van, sort of transit-sized thing. I found a few possible ones on the internet. Here.
Right. Oh, so we're looking at about 6,000 or 7,000 for that.
Mm.
Plus the catering unit.
Yeah, that's these. I reckon we need to pay another 6 grand or so, for one in decent condition.
Mm. So you're talking around about 12 to 13 grand for start-up costs.
Yeah.
And what sort of return can you expect?
Well, I reckon the potential is huge. We could turn over about 1,500 quid a day, and at least 20% of that will be clear profit.
So around 300 profit?
Minimum.
Hmm. Well, it's still going to take a while to pay me back my investment.
Pay you back? Well, I thought...
What?
Well, I thought it would be part of our business.
Oh, you did you?
But, well, if you don't see it like that...
No, I don't, not really.
Oh.
I mean, I'm certainly prepared to lend you the money... And you could pay me back over, well, pay 3 years?
Right. Well...
And it'd be your venture, something quite separate from our partnership.
OK.
Which means, of course, you'd have to buy sausages from the core business.
You are kidding?
No, no. You'd be setting up a completely separate enterprise. You'd be like any other outfit, purchasing supplies.
Oh, I see. OK.
Come on, you sound a bit doubtful.
Well, I just need to... That's quite a lot to take on board. I just need to run through my figures again.
And one other thing. Tom Archer's Gourmet Grills.
You don't like the name?
Name's fine. But it does imply there's more than sausages on the menu.
Oh, there will be. I'm going to offer bacon and burgers.
Where are you going to get burgers from?
I'm hoping to do a deal with David for some of his Hereford beef.
I booked a table for 7:30.
Oh, lovely.
Well, it's not every week it's your birthday.
Thank goodness. Once a year's quite often enough. Oh, and look.
What's that?
A card from Tom.
Ah, so he remembered after all.
Yeah, expect he saw the other cards and made an emergency dash to the village shop.
He needs to get his priorities right, that lad. Yeah, have some tea.
Actually, Tony.
Yeah.
Tom's obsession with marketing and branding, it's given me an idea.
What about?
The carrots.
What?
Let me show you this. It's really rough, and I've never really been terribly good at drawing.
What on earth is it?
It's a sketch of some possible packaging. The idea is we pack them ourselves and sell direct to one of the supermarkets.
Yeah, but when you tried that with the yogurt...
Yeah, I know, but Tom reckons it might work. The world's changing.
Oh, so this is Tom's idea?
No, it's mine. I thought we could sell them as Bridge Farm carrots, maybe with a picture of the farm on the bag.
Oh, is that what that's meant to be?
Ha ha. With information about who we are, where we are, and why the carrots are odd shapes and sizes.
Yeah, because that's how they grow.
Because they're organic and grown for taste and quality. And then we could... Well, Tom reckons we could probably sell them for considerably more than we get from the co-op.
Well, I can't see any supermarket going for that.
Why not? As Tom says, I've got...
As Tom says... No, I hate to remind you, Pat, but our son jumped into bed with a supermarket.
Tony!
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to... You know what I mean. He was taken up by a supermarket and then dumped.
Yeah, but you're not happy seeing our lovely carrots going for pig food, are you? Surely it's worth a try.
You're a glutton for punishment, aren't you?
What do you mean?
Well, not satisfied with working dawn till dusk all week. You're now proposing to spend all your summer weekends tooling around various fairs and festivals feeding the 5,000.
You don't think it'll work?
Oh, I'm sure it'll work. I'm sure you'll make yourself a small fortune. But wouldn't you like to have the occasional day off?
Well, I don't see it like that.
Oh, obviously.
I mean, if I did have a day off, I'd probably be at one of these events anyway. And as Brenda pointed out, this way I get free entry.
So Brian's agreed to pay for all this, is he?
He's going to lend me the money, and I'll have to buy my own sausages from the core business.
Oh, you what?
Yeah, I know. I thought when he said it, that's not on.
Oh, and off you go.
But actually, it works to my advantage. Means it'll be entirely my own venture. Brian won't be able to stick his oar in, and that, believe me, will be worth it.
David, we're back!
Hi, Ruth.
Hello.
Tom wants to do business with us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was just telling David. I'm going to get a mobile catering unit.
He means a burger van.
Hey, come on, it's a bit more sophisticated than that. But the idea is to sell my sausages and other quality food around the shows and festivals this summer.
And he wants to use our Hereford beef.
For the burgers.
Oh, well, brilliant. We always have a problem shifting the cheaper cuts.
Yeah, I told him that already. Come on, you lot, in you come.
So, have you got any you can let me have?
What do you mean?
So I can research some recipes.
Oh, so it's free samples now, is it?
So I can have a go at creating the perfect burger and help you sell loads more of your beef.
I'm sure we can find a few bits in the freezer. I'll have a look for you.
Ruth, you're a star. I'll give you a call next week.
Fine.
Thanks. Oh, this is going to be great. Anyway, got to dash.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye, Tom.
Where does he get the energy?
I'm sure you were the same when you were his age.
I don't think so.
And full of enthusiasm and optimism.
No, I was born cynical and misanthropic.
Oh, I thought that was only since you married me.
Oh, no.
Anyway, look, I just got back from picking up the boys and I bumped into Bert. So I thought I'd have a word about this holiday.
I meant to do it, I just haven't seen him.
So I told him what Jolene said to us about how they're perfectly happy for Frieda to have a month off. And he simply refused to believe me.
What?
He said, no, I got it wrong. Sid and Jolene had made it perfectly clear. If Frieda took time off from the bull, she'd have no job to come back to.
Yeah, but Jolene told us.
I know, but for whatever reason, Bert is in complete denial.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay, I got your message.
I just didn't know what to do.
Poor Phoebe.
Well, she's been fine up till now. Really grown up about it.
Why don't you sit down and have a cup of coffee?
Oh, I really should get on.
10 minutes won't make any difference. Now, come on, you sit down.
Okay.
You don't have sugar, do you?
No.
So, what happened?
I was just getting Phoebe ready for school, and she was chatting on about the hens, because, you see, we've been looking after them ever since Phoebe came back from South Africa.
There you go.
Anyway, Phoebe says to me to remind Neil to order more egg boxes, because Nana will be cross if we run out.
Oh, bless her.
And then all of a sudden she just dissolves into floods of tears.
Oh, dear.
And she just kept saying Nana's dead and she's not coming back. It's as if she's only just realised, you know, that she's never going to see her again.
Freddie was just the same.
Was he?
I thought they understood. Lily was fine. She was very matter-of-fact about it. Granny's gone to heaven and she's never coming back. But Freddie just didn't get it at all.
I wondered if it was the cremation that sort of confused her.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, if you're buried in the churchyard, there's a stone and you know where the person is. I mean, Mike was saying much the same thing.
Was he?
He's going to plant a tree in the garden. We're going to have a little ceremony on Friday. I did tell you about that, didn't I? That I need the day off again.
Yes, that's okay.
Sorry.
Please don't worry. Take as much time as you need.
Roy's back at work now. Caroline had to send him home last week.
And how about you?
And Mike's just the same. Actually, Milk Brown's been a godsend. It's given him something to hold on to.
What about you?
Me? I'm fine. You know, apart from the blooming hens.
You were hoping to move out, weren't you? You and Roy.
Oh, that.
And find a place of your own.
Been hoping that for the past 2 years.
I know.
But I'm just going to have to forget about it for the time being. There's no way we can leave Mike. Not for a while, anyway.
But you said it was Frieda's dream.
Oh, we all has dreams.
To see the Taj Mahal.
Best keep them as dreams, if you ask me.
And your son's offered to pay for it all.
Oh, it was a disappointment in the flesh, as it were.
So, wait, is it the distance, the long-haul flight?
No, of course not.
But the Taj Mahal is one of the wonders of the world, and you're being offered the trip of a lifetime, all expenses paid, and you're making excuses why you can't go.
I ain't making excuses.
We talked to Jolene.
I know. Ruth told me all about it.
Well, then.
And what Jolene says to you ain't what she's been saying to my Frieda.
Come on, Bert.
Ain't no point going over it all again. Now, what's this I hear about young Tom?
Tom, what about him?
Well, getting himself one of them kitchens on wheels.
Oh, that. No, he's got some scheme to go round all the summer shows.
Oh, he's a loy boy, isn't he?
Yeah, selling his sausages and burgers made from our beef.
Oh, he's coming up with some new idea.
Yeah. Tom Archer's Gourmet Grills.
Well, I reckon he's onto something there. All you can ever buy at the Fat Stock Show's nasty, greasy burgers.
Yeah, but...
Always thought that was ironic.
Like I said to Tom...
When they're handing out prizes for prime beef cattle.
Like I said to him, I can think of better ways to spend the summer. Like, for instance, going on holiday.
Well, I thought we might have a few days in Torquay.
What? For your anniversary?
Yeah, we like Torquay.
In February, it'll be freezing.
Well, I'd rather be a bit on the cold side than be too hot.
Hang on, is that why you don't want to go to India?
Oh, I've told you.
Because it's too hot.
But Frieda can't leave the bull.
Listen, Bert, Jolene accused us of being mean and inflexible. She was convinced that we wouldn't give you time off.
No.
Because that's what Frieda told her.
No, I don't know where you've got hold of that idea.
It's what Jolene said.
Look, there's no point talking round in circles. We ain't going to India.
But, Bert...
And that's final.
Okay. If you say so. Come on. You going to be in the bull tonight?
I might pop in for a pint, boy.
Oh, nothing. Just wondered.
I'm not getting my hopes up.
Now, come on. Think positive.
I'm trying.
When you and Kathy split up, the pub were only ticking over.
I know.
Your profit margins were pathetic.
Yes, well, hadn't had my mind on the job, had I?
Well, since you and I have been running the place, turnover has really increased.
I know, love.
We've started new enterprises.
Yeah, you mean you have.
Yeah, Bull Upstairs, the Cyber Cafe. This pub is now a really thriving business.
Yeah, you've done wonders for the place.
Which means we can afford to take on a bigger mortgage.
Yes, I suppose so.
Or a bank loan.
A few thousand, maybe, but... Not a quarter of a million.
You don't know till you've asked.
There's no harm in talking to them, I suppose. But I think our only hope is finding another investor.
So you're going to see Mickey?
Straight up for the bank.
Oh, he's bound to know someone.
Well...
He knows everyone in the business.
He knows every publican. Whether he knows anyone with a quarter of a million quid to spare.
Well, you won't know till you've asked.
Even if he does... Anyone with that sort of cash is going to want a say in the business. They're not going to leave us to get on with things like Carolina's.
Oh, come on. Chin up.
No, I'm sorry,
but... We're going to find a way out of this mess. Aren't we?
It's just difficult to see...
Aren't we?
Yeah.
Come here. Hey, remember... It ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Mm-hmm. I'll see you later.
I had to see a client in Loxley Barrett, and it didn't seem worth going all the way back to Felpersham.
No, it's lovely to see you. How's Alan?
Oh, he's fine. Absolutely fine. The only tiny cloud on the horizon is...
What?
He's been summoned to see the bishop tomorrow.
But he sees him quite often, doesn't he?
Yeah, but the bishop won't tell him what it's about, which is unusual, apparently, so... I'm rather afraid he's going to get hauled over the coals.
What for?
Because of me.
Oh, no. No, I shouldn't think so. Apparently Bishop Cyril's a bit of an old sweetie. Far more likely to have problems with the congregation. I mean, some of the stalwarts of St. Stephen's are a bit, what should we say, traditional.
Are they?
Yeah. You know, Derek Fletcher, he'd never set foot in the place when they had a woman vicar.
Well, they made me very welcome at Christmas.
Even my Aunt Peggy found another church. But Alan hasn't had any trouble, has he?
Not as far as I know.
Oh, well then.
He keeps insisting it's not a problem, me being a Hindu, but he is a priest. And I can't believe that somebody in the church, you know, in the hierarchy, isn't going to say, no, you can't do that. You can't go mixing different faiths.
Well, it won't be Bishop Cyril.
You sure about that?
I'd be very surprised. Besides, if Alan doesn't have a problem...
Well, we've talked about it quite a bit, and... Well, actually, there's a lot more common ground than you'd think.
I thought Hindus had battalions of different gods.
Well, yes. But essentially, all living things are aspects of the three-in-one god, Brahman.
Three in one?
Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva.
Like the Holy Trinity?
Not exactly, no.
Father, Son and Holy Ghost?
The creator, the preserver and the destroyer. The more you look into it, the more parallels you find.
So you and Alan sit by the fire of an evening discussing theology, do you?
Not all the time, no. But we do.
Sorry to interrupt. Hi, Usha.
Hello.
Just to let you know I'm off, okay?
Fine. Where are the kids?
They're outside with Nigel, helping him prune the vines.
Prune the vines?
Oh, he's been out there all afternoon.
In the middle of January?
They'll have to come in soon. It's practically dark.
It's nearly 2 years since they were planted, so we can expect some sort of crop next year.
Ooh, really?
Nigel is determined to do everything by the book. And if the book says prune in the dead of winter...
Anyway, I'll see you in the morning.
Yes, yeah, okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Poor Hayley.
Why'd you say that?
I think she's having to, hold things together at Willow Farm.
Of course.
And, well, she's never been happy living there. But since Betty died, they can't even think about moving on.
Evening, Bert.
Oh, hello.
Just fancied a pint. Can I get you another?
No, thank you. I'm just having the one.
Ah, Jolene.
Evening.
Pint of Shires, please. And would you repeat to Bert what you said to me and Ruth on Friday?
Sorry?
About how I'm a merciless slave driver who won't allow his faithful employee 3 weeks off for his golden wedding.
But you told me that weren't true.
Because it isn't. Any more than it's true that you won't give Frieda the time off.
I would love Frieda to go off on holiday.
Well, yes, as you can replace her while she's gone.
Sir, why would I want to do that?
With someone younger.
Bert, look, I dread the day when Frieda tells me she don't want to work here no more. The old place would grind to a knot without her.
And you can't wait to pension me off, can you?
What? Whatever gave you that idea?
Oh, I knows I'm past retirement age.
Bert, look, you can carry on as long as you like.
But if I go swanning off to India, I'll come back and find I'm out of my ear.
I promise you.
And then you'll be wanting the bungalow back.
No.
Where's my replacement?
Bert, even when you do retire, if you ever retire, we don't expect you to move out of the bungalow.
You don't?
Of course not. I thought you understood that. That's your home for life, as long as you want it.
Don't tell me you carried on working just because you was afraid of losing your home.
Well, no, of course not. I works because that's what I do.
Oh, well, as long as that's clear.
So why don't you give your Trevor a call and tell him to book your flight?
Evening.
Oh, Sid, where have you been?
Well, I need to talk to Frieda.
Oh, Bert.
Sorry.
Well, just to make sure she's agreeable.
Well, just let me give David his change. That's £4.05 and 5 is 10.
So?
Come on, let's go through the back and you can tell me all about it. Well, what happened? What do they say?
A lot of very nice things about the way we're running the business.
Mm-hmm.
Dead impressed with the state of the books.
Yeah, and?
They are prepared to increase the mortgage.
Brilliant.
But nowhere near enough. And the same with the bank. Yes, we can have a loan, but only for $30,000.
Well, is that all?
Now, not if we increase the mortgage. So I said, well, where do we go from here? And they just looked at me blankly.
Oh, Lord.
So then I went to see Mickey, who at least did me the courtesy of taking the problem seriously.
And what did he say?
He got straight on the phone and called everyone he could think of.
But no joy?
No. Nothing at all. No one's the least bit interested in buying half a pop.
So, why do you want to see me?
The nannies look so alarmed.
Well, it is slightly unnerving being summoned by my bishop.
Summoned? You make me sound like something out of Trollope.
No, I didn't.
I wanted a bit of a chat, that's all. It's simply that I've had one or two, well, three to be precise, letters from your parishioners.
What sort of letters?
About your relationship with the Miss Usha Gupta.
Morning!
Hello! I thought you'd be down at the village hall conducting an exit poll.
Oh, waste of time. Oh, boy! Well,
I stood there for over half an hour and precisely seven people came to vote. They're not turning out in droves, then?
No. And I went into the pub to try and drum up a bit of support and got a flea in my ear from Sid.
Vote for traffic calming and improved...
What on earth? Oh, no.
If you care about your village environment, vote
now. Oh, now that is going too
Exercise
far.
Exercise your democratic right. Vote now today.
Oh, it's a bit over the top, isn't it? Which way's she going? She'd better not go anywhere near that village hall. That's absolutely not allowed. She doesn't give up, does she? And I wonder how much that loudspeaker thing set her back. I tell you, if that woman comes out on top in the poll, I shall demand an inquiry into her expenses. What I don't understand is why you and Linda haven't got together. What on earth do you mean? To defeat Nathan Booth. You seem to be campaigning on all the same issues. Yeah, well, Nathan's going to have cornered the youth vote, isn't he? So Linda and I... Youth vote? Got to fight it out over the rest. What do you mean, youth vote? I'm probably the youngest person voting in this election. Nonsense. Believe me, it's the senior citizens that'll carry the day. Well, that's what I must do, then. What? Mobilise the senior citizens' vote. The Laurels, Manorfield Close. They probably need transport, don't they? Some of them will, definitely. Right. I must organise a chauffeur. Matt, it's me. I'm going to have to borrow Jade again.
I don't believe this. To accuse me... What was it?
An inappropriate relationship for a priest.
It's grossly unfair. Just because I'm seeing Usha, who happens to be Hindu. I mean, there's no problem with that.
Well, we both know there shouldn't be. Not as far as the church is concerned, anyway. Look, I'm obviously behind the times. I didn't even know that there was a lady in your life at the moment.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I suppose you wouldn't.
So why don't you tell me a bit about her?
Right. Yes.
How long have you known her?
Oh, well, we've been friends for, I don't know, ages. I suppose it really started when a friend of mine, Terry, left me a motorbike in his will. Usha was his solicitor, you see.
I see. And do you think there might be a future in this relationship?
I don't know. It's very early days. I very much hope so.
And she's never worried you that she's not a Christian?
No, not at all. That's why I find this so upsetting. These letters are...
But it must have occurred to you that there are theological issues.
Well, of course, but we discussed them. As far as I'm concerned, that's all part of life's rich pattern, isn't it? I mean, does it bother you, personally?
Personally, I'm very pleased for you. You've been widowed for... How long is it now?
Yep, 10 years.
It's a long time to be on your own.
Yes.
So if you've found someone with whom you can share life's joys and burdens, then that, to me, is a cause for celebration.
Thank you.
But you must have realised not everyone would see it that way.
Yeah, well, I didn't think they'd be quite so malicious. And quoting St. Paul completely out of context.
Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Which you and I know is all about not visiting temples or worshipping idols. Anyway, in the first letter to the Corinthians, he says...
For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife.
And the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Exactly.
Strictly speaking, he's referring to an already existing marriage there.
Yes, but that's my point. People can always twist the scriptures to reinforce their own particular prejudice.
You know, if you go back to the Greek, what Paul actually says at the end of the same section is that a widow is free to marry anyone she likes, monon en curio, only in the Lord. Which, given the way that Paul uses the phrase elsewhere, means that one ought to marry as a Christian, i.e. marry anyone you like, but do it as is proper for a Christian, after prayer and careful thought, and not simply because the jolly old hormones are racing about.
Yes. And so...
Question is, how do we respond? I have to reply to these letters.
Yes, I suppose you do.
If I say that I have every confidence in you, that I believe you're doing an excellent job, and that your private life in this matter is your own, how does that sound?
Oh, yes, thank you.
And in the meantime, I'd like to meet you, sir, if that's all right with you.
Well, yeah, of course it is, yeah.
Would she come to lunch, perhaps?
I'm sure she would.
going?
I'm stepping outside because I don't think it's particularly good form to have a row in front of the staff.
We're not having a row.
Oh, I think we are.
Oh, not for heaven's sake. I only want to borrow Jade for a couple of hours.
You've had her all flaming week.
You only employ her for decorative purposes.
You don't have the first idea what she does for me.
Oh, I think I do.
Excuse me? I need someone to book my meetings, type my letters...
And flutter her eyelashes at difficult customers.
Yes, yes, if she can entertain clients...
And distract them during awkward negotiations by crossing those gorgeous lengths.
Then that is a bonus,
and
yes.
And sits around drinking coffee with you in the lounge at Grey Gables.
Oh, so you've had your spies out, have you?
Caroline mentioned to Mum that you've been there.
Because we were meeting a client.
Oh, yeah, a client, of course.
What is your problem, Lillian? You're jealous, aren't you?
Oh, don't you flatter yourself, Tiger. Jade wouldn't give you a second glance if you weren't paying her wages.
Then why can't you just let her get on with her job?
You know, I seem to recall that when I first toyed with the idea of standing for the parish council, you thought it was a marvellous idea.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, I could keep an eye on all the planning applications and let you know what was in the wind.
So...
I'm beginning to think your ulterior motive was simply to get me out of the way.
Oh, don't be so ridiculous.
Look, do you want to get me elected or not?
Of course I do, Pussycat. If it's what you want.
Well then, lend me Jade for the afternoon.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It's the last day, Matt. It's an election day. I need a driver. My future as a councillor depends on it.
Right, right. But this is positively the last time.
So, you hadn't told him anything about me?
Well, not before, no.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Michael, what have you got to be sorry for?
I just hate the idea of people writing horrible letters about you and me.
Well, anyway, look, the good news is, Bishop wants to meet you.
Oh?
You will come.
Yes, of course.
He's fine, really.
I just...
What?
Oh, it's nothing.
Oh, come on.
Well, I'm just glad I don't have to get my boss's approval of who I go out with.
Why? You think they wouldn't approve?
Well, Mr. Jefferson would be all right, but Mr. Crabtree would have you down as a dangerous lefty.
Well, I guess I'm lucky having such an understanding boss.
Do you mean God or the bishop?
Both.
I just wish...
What?
It's just... I loathe the idea of other people picking over our relationship.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, heaven knows I should be used to it. Auntie Satya has inspected every man I've ever been out with.
And found some wanting.
It's just a little bit disconcerting when it's the Bishop of Felpersham doing it.
Well, that's it. The poll is closed. The die is cast. Anyone who hasn't voted has missed their chance.
You sound remarkably confident, Linda.
I don't believe there can be much doubt as to the outcome.
Oh, really?
I think I made a strong case. The parish council needs fresh blood, and
I... And your blood is fresher than mine, isn't it?
I have presented an agenda for change which is radical, dynamic, and which I know, in my heart of hearts, is what the people of this village want.
This is the parish council, Linda, not the leadership of the Tory party.
All right, Rosanna.
Yes, bother shouting.
Just thought I'd come and support you in your hour of glory. Though I hope you weren't relying on the votes from the Laurels.
Why?
Waste of time sending Jane up there. The old dears had already been to vote.
Yes, Robert brought them down first thing this morning.
What?
He made several trips to the Laurels, actually.
And Manorfield Close?
There too.
Oh, terrific.
So, borrowing my secretary was a complete waste of time.
Oh, never mind, Lillian. They did have two votes each, remember? And I'm sure you'll have been second choice for some of them.
But he'd got it into his head that this was all some devious plot to do him out of his job.
Oh, poor Bert.
So then we had to stand over him while he phoned Trevor.
His son?
Yeah, and told him he could go ahead and book the trip.
So Bert and Frieda are off to India?
I'll believe it when it happens. Anyway, how's Helen?
Well, he's fine, absolutely fine.
What's the matter?
He was called in to see the bishop today.
Why?
Somebody has been sending horrid letters.
Oh, no.
Some local parishioners have complained about their vicar dating me.
You're joking.
I wish I was.
What did the bishop say?
Oh, he was fine, absolutely brilliant, according to Alan. Wants to meet me for lunch.
Oh.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, Ruth. Alan was really buoyed up by what the bishop said, but I just felt... Well, I lived here for a long time now, and I'm just beginning to feel... accepted.
Well, I should hope so.
Not the outsider anymore, not the foreigner, but... this. Brings it all back. The attacks and everything.
That was years ago.
Oh. It's just... knowing there are people out there. My neighbours. Who really don't like me. And wish I'd go away.
Have you talked to Alan about it?
No. Well, he was just so over the moon about what the bishop said, I couldn't ruin it for him.
But he, of all people, is going to understand, isn't he?
Yeah, of course.
But... Excuse me, can I squeeze past?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Ned. Last Scotch, Jolie, quick as you can, please.
Have you come from the village hall?
Yeah, certainly have.
They haven't finished the count already, have they?
Oh, yes, they've finished. But they've got to do it all again. Linda Snell has demanded a recount.
A few years ago, I'd have gone to Jack Woolley. Do you remember how he brought up Jack's?
That was Duff's calf. I'll pass him on, lad.
Yeah. Just said, stay independent. Not fall into the hands of some coffee chain.
Well, I had a thought. Not a solution, but it might sort of strengthen our arms. Well, our problem is, whoever buys Caroline out will be the majority shareholder, which means...
that they hold all the cards.
Exactly. Whatever they say goes. But the bank are prepared to lend us a bit.
Only 30 grand.
Well, this would only cost 10. What? We ask Caroline to sell us 2% of her holding. That way, we become the majority shareholders.
Hey, would she agree to that?
Don't you think she owes us? I mean, she drops this bombshell, no warning, out of the blue. She knows it could ruin our livelihood.
You're right.
So, really, it's the least she can do.
I always mean to bring a clothes peg.
Stick on your nose.
Chicken poo is not the most fragrant substance known to man.
I know. Not your favourite creatures, are they?
You know, when I first came to Ambridge, I thought eggs were laid in nice, clean boxes. Half a dozen at a time. Okay, if you take that end.
Okay.
Right. Oh!
It's pretty disgusting, isn't it?
Okay, just tip it over this way. Oh, I have to confess, it's not usually quite this bad. I just didn't have time to do it last weekend.
Okay, pass us a scraper.
Just try not to breathe in. I've said to Phoebe, if we're going to keep the hen, she's going to have to take her turn doing this.
What do you mean?
Well, she loves collecting the eggs when it comes to the smelly bits.
No, what do you mean, if we're going to keep them?
Well, they were your mum's business.
Yeah, but...
And well, obviously, I'm perfectly happy to keep things ticking over for now, but I thought... Well, when this lot come to the end of their laying lives, maybe we shouldn't replace them.
Hayley!
What's the matter?
I'm sorry, I'm being stupid, I know.
Now, come on, tell me.
It's just the hens, they're so much a part of mum.
Oh, God.
Part of my home.
Oh, me and my big mouth?
No, no.
I'm sorry.
No, you're right. Oh, we should think about them. What we're going to do.
But we don't have to decide now.
No.
Or even next week or next month. Let's see how things go, eh?
And Robert spent the entire morning driving people round.
Oh, that was kind of him.
I'd made a list when I was going round canvassing. Anyone old or infirm or with small children. I offered them free transport to the polling station and lots of them took up the offer.
And did they all vote for you?
Well, no, I don't believe they did.
Well, at least you got elected.
Well, not exactly a ringing endorsement, though, is it? To beat Nathan Booth by a mere 4 votes, when I have campaigned vigorously ever since Christmas, and he's hardly set foot outside his front door.
Lillian did very well, didn't she?
Well, then why don't you? Matt Crawford's so-called secretary.
Oh, had all the men of the parish eating out of her hand, Oliver says.
And who paid for her time? That's what I'd like to know.
She definitely swung a few dozen votes Lillian's way.
Well, she wasn't a volunteer, that's for sure. So will she be declared as a legitimate election expense?
I can't begin to imagine.
Good morning.
Ah, Sid. Don't suppose she put that down to expenses. Good morning, Sid.
Thanks for seeing me.
We'll go into my office.
And if what I hear is true, she's been bribing the electorate in the Bull every night.
Sorry?
Lillian Bellamy. Has she or has she not, Sid, been in the Bull this past week, buying rounds of drinks for all and sundry?
Well, yeah. She has been in a couple of times.
Has she?
Oh, congratulations, by the way.
What?
Well, I hear you got elected.
Well, yes, I did.
Must be really pleased.
Yes, well, it's a real cause for celebration, isn't it, Linda?
I suppose so.
Come along, Sid. Let's go into my office. Come on in. Have a seat.
Thanks.
Now, what can I do for you?
You can guess what it's about.
The Bull.
Yeah. We've talked to the bank, but there's no way that we're going to be able to buy you out.
No.
So, all we can hope is that we can find another partner who won't, well, completely take the business over.
Yes, of course.
Because, you see, me and Jolene, well, particularly Jolene, she's put so much into that place.
I know.
And if someone bought in who had different ideas, who wanted to do things their way, well, we'd be powerless to stop them.
Yes, but Sid, anyone buying in would recognise that you and Jolene are the Bull's greatest asset.
Yeah, well, it's nice of you to say, but the thing is, we only own 49%. And we'd have a lot more clout and feel a lot more secure if we own 51. So, what I want to ask is, will you sell us 2%?
No. I'm sorry, Sid.
Oh, come on, Caroline. Please.
No, I can't.
But I'm begging you.
I really can't.
Why not?
Well, because, look, I'm selling my shareholding because I need to raise a very large sum of money. And in order to do that, I must get the best price I can for all my assets.
But you still have 49%.
Yes. But I'm afraid that's not nearly as attractive as 51. People will pay a great deal more for a controlling interest in something.
I just don't understand. I don't understand how you could do this to us.
I'm so sorry.
This is not fair.
Look, I need every penny I can lay my hands on.
But why? I mean, I don't want to be rude, but you're not short of a bob or two, are you?
I can't. Look, Sid, if I tell you, you must promise me faithfully you'll keep it to yourself.
What?
You promise not to tell anyone.
Well, yes, okay.
Mr. Wood is selling Grey Gables. And I've spent so much of my life looking after this hotel, I can't bear the idea of it being swallowed up by a chain.
So, you're going to buy Grey Gables?
Not single-handed. But Oliver and I, and a business colleague of his, we're hoping we can put together an acceptable bid. But it's touch and go whether we can raise enough money. So I'm having to liquidate pretty well all my assets.
And that includes
my share of the Bull. Yeah. And I have to sell it for as much as I possibly can.
That looks like hard work.
Yeah. That's pretty compacted. I've got a barrow load of compost there. I'll dig some in before we plant the tree, give its little roots a bit of a chance.
It'll look nice.
Well, in a year or three when it's grown a bit. I just wish I'd done it years ago when Mum's...
I know.
Anyway, you decided yet what you're doing for your birthday?
No, not really.
You'll still be here?
Yeah. I'm not planning on going back for... Well, I don't know.
Look, you mustn't stay on my account, Bren.
Dad.
You know that, don't you?
I couldn't.
Natalie, you must get on with your own life.
I couldn't get my head round university at the moment. All that studying.
Yeah, well, we'll do something nice for your birthday.
Actually, Tom was talking about maybe organising a party.
Eh? That's a bit inappropriate, isn't it?
Well, not a party so much, just, you know, a little get-together.
What's it got to do with Tom anyway?
He was just, you know, being friendly.
Yeah. Right. I reckon that's deep enough, don't you? Could you bring us over that barrel of compost?
Yeah, okay.
Remember when we bought this place? Bet it was over the moon. Never have to move on, ever again. That's what she said. Don't suppose you remember, do you, when we had to move out?
I mean, when I was little. When we went to Ambridge Farm.
Yeah, didn't like it one little bit.
That scared me, that place. It was really spooky. Shall I just tip it in, then, compost?
Not all of it, about half.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's plenty. She had such plans for this garden. Now it's mine, she said. Now it's not just a rented patch. Well, that flower borders and soft fruit and...
Come on, sweetheart. Oh. Go and say hello to Grandad.
Roy must be back.
Oh, look what Grandad's done.
Hello, Phoebe.
What are you doing?
I'm digging a big hole.
What for?
Ah, well, you see that? That's an apple tree. And we're going to plant it for Nana.
But Nana's dead.
Yeah, I know, sweetheart, I know, but... This is where Nana was happy.
Playing with you? And playing with Daddy when he was little? And Auntie Brenda?
And then we'll plant the tree.
And it'll be Nana's tree.
And whenever we look at it, we'll think of her.
And when the tree grows big, we can sit out here in the shade of it.
And we can eat the apples.
That's right. Eat the apples and remember all the lovely times we had with Nana Betty.
So what did she say?
She said no.
What?
But she did explain.
I don't believe it. Is she trying to deliberately put us out of business?
No.
Well, that's what it feels like.
She wants to buy Grey Gables.
What?
And she and Oliver are trying to raise enough capital.
Jack Woolley is selling up?
Yes. But it's not public knowledge yet. She only told me in confidence, and we're not to spread it around.
Oh, and of course we must respect her confidence. She's selling us down the river, but we've got to keep quiet about it.
Charlie.
Tug our forelocks and not show disrespect to her ladyship.
It's not like that. Caroline's not like that.
Oh, really?
She's trying to save Grey Gables from falling into the hands of some big chain.
Yeah, and to do that, she's perfectly willing to let that happen to us.
Well, it's not very likely, is it?
It's perfectly possible, Sid. If we can't find a party within the next couple of weeks... Well, I think our customers should know that.
No! Caroline told me in confidence.
Answer me this, Sid. Which is more important to the people of this village? A posh hotel where most of them can't even afford to buy a meal? Or their local pub?
This is going to get dirty, and there's a frosty atmosphere, and we're not talking about the weather when we're back in Ambridge tonight, just after 7. The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.